WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Coming up, I'll talk with drummer Mick Fleetwood about the band he co-founded, Fleetwood Mac. On another musical front, the great American soprano Eleanor Stieber died on October 3rd of heart failure at the age of 76, 2.5 months after heart surgery. She was most famous as a star of the Metropolitan Opera. Between 1940 and 1962, she sang 33 roles at the Met. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, who saw Stieber in person only a few times, says she was one of the very greatest singers this country ever produced.
I remember the first time I saw Eleanor Stieber in person. It wasn't at the Met, but at MIT, in a concert performance of Mozart's Idomeneo. She was clearly past her radiant vocal prime, but her performance of the embittered Electra was hair-raising. Stieber never stinted in her life or in her art. Even toward the end of her career, she sang with everything she had. Perhaps this was part of what it meant to come of age as an American singer in a world in which American singers were still not quite taken seriously. You never felt that she was saving herself or protecting a precious commodity. So even though she was an elegant singer, one of the century's great Mozart singers, she could always convey the passion and urgency that lie just beneath the exquisite surface of classical formality. For Stieber, elegance and passion were not mutually exclusive. Here she is in one of her greatest roles, the Countess in The Marriage of Figaro. This is from a live performance conducted by Bruno Walter at the Met in 1944. Stieber had a long career and an impressive range, from the most delicate French art songs to Puccini's Madame Butterfly and Marie in Berg's Wozzeck. She didn't make an enormous number of recordings, though. A handful of complete operas, several recital albums, including some on her own label, Stand, and a late recording of the most notorious event in her career, the Black Tie, Black Towel concert at New York's Continental Baths, the gay health club where Bette Midler got her start. Stieber was one of the great non-French interpreters of French music, especially of Berlioz. Her landmark recording of his sublimely romantic song cycle Nuit d'été is the standard by which all other performances must be judged.
Thank you.
Stieber also championed American music, and she put her money quite literally where her mouth was by commissioning Samuel Barber's elegiac setting of James Agee's Knoxville, summer of 1915. She sang the first performance with Serge Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony in 1948. Her 1963 Columbia recording of this piece, which I played at the beginning, is probably her most famous. Few of Stieber's recordings are currently available. In 1958, Stieber created the title role in Barber's opera Vanessa, the original cast recording from the Met, made shortly after the world premiere, is now an RCA Victor CD. A videotape of some of Stieber's appearances on the early TV opera series, The Voice of Firestone, has been released by Video Artists International. On it, she sings a wide selection from Mozart and Verdi to Victor Herbert, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and Cole Porter. The Stieber video has been so successful that two more of her Voice of Firestone videos are already in the works. Stieber called herself the little girl from Wheeling, West Virginia. No one who ever experienced her glorious voice, the joy she took in singing, or her American generosity of spirit is likely to forget her.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Eleanor Stieber died of heart failure on October 3rd at the age of 76. This is Fresh Air.